Division II All-American offensive lineman from Shadron State College. Burns, two-time All-Stater at Burns High School. Travis Romza, kind enough to join us here on the program. What's happening, Travis? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are doing outstanding. Congratulations on being named an All-American. I mean, when you left Burns High School in 2014, I mean, you're obviously hoping for the best things when you get to Shadron, but did All-American cross your mind at any point?
It was always one of my goals to be All-American, and coming in here, I wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not, but I worked for it, and just that was one of my dreams, and I'm glad it came true.
Your head coach, Jay Long, said, you know, one of the best Eagles, Shadron State Eagles, to ever play the game there. What does that mean to you when you know, your head coach there says that?
That means a lot. Coach Long, he's a great guy and a good coach, and it's been fun to play for him. So just, and he's coached a lot of good guys as well. So for him to say that, that means a lot to me.
I mean, you redshirted your first year and didn't get on the field until 2016, and you were the offensive MVP for Shadron State that year. What did those 2 years after redshirting and then not playing in 2015, what did you work on, and what was the goal there?
Well, coming in, I was undersized compared to a lot of guys, and then one of my friends, actually, he started as a freshman, and it just, I could tell that being undersized kind of affected him, and it was hard for him. So having those 2 years off was very nice to be able to build in size, get some speed, and then just see how the game's played and the speed of the game before I actually went in and played.
You are 6'4", 300 pounds now. What were you heading into Shadron, and how much weight and size did you have to gain?
I was about 220 when I came in. And then by this year, I was up to 300, so I gained 80 pounds.
I mean, that's a lot of. What's the place there? I lived in Shadron for a couple years, and I used to know some of the joints down there. But that's a lot of food, man, to be putting away, and a lot of working out. What was the favorite place? What was the favorite place for you to frequent in Shadron?
We ate at the cafeteria a lot, but we would go to Wild's, which is a like grill place, and then they have EJ's Barbecue, which is very good, that we go to quite a bit.
Talking to Travis Romza, Shadron State offensive lineman, joining us here on the program. What was your time like there in Shadron? I mean, obviously on the field success. I mean, you're two-time first-team RMAC as well. What was your time like playing football at Shadron State?
It was fun. It was definitely, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'd choose Shadron again. I had met some good friends, good coaches, and it'll be lifetime bonds with all of them.
You know, you started 10 games your sophomore year. You weren't starting when the season started, were you?
No, I was, actually. Okay. I started all 11 games.
Okay. I was going to say, the way I was reading it was that you hadn't started, but the circumstance led to you getting in there. After redshirting your freshman year and sitting out for 1 year, you know, your sophomore year when you went in there and you ended up earning team MVP honors, did you feel like, you know, you had learned a lot and gained a lot in those first 2 years that kind of, you know, helped you that sophomore year?
Yeah, I did. Those first 2 years were very helpful just to learn the scheme of the offense and the speed of the game, and that was definitely a plus for me.
How different was it, you know, coming out of 2A high school football in Wyoming and then getting up? Because I know at Shadron State, it's very competitive there, and they have a tradition of being very, very good there at Shadron State. So what were the differences there jumping up that much of a level?
The biggest difference that I saw was just the speed of the game. Like, there was obviously bigger players, but just how fast that people moved and how fast I had to move was probably the biggest difference between high school football.
Now, you said you had to not only get bigger, but you had to get faster. How did you go about getting faster?
Just through our winter conditioning and spring football, we have a great strength and conditioning coach, and he put us through speed workouts and just like the different lifts that we did to help our speed.
You guys, you know, you didn't allow a sack, I believe, if I'm reading it right, this year, Travis. You know, that's quite a an accomplishment right there with the ability to get to the quarterback and all that. So how much pride do you take in knowing that that's something you did accomplish?
That was like one of our big goals. We wanted to lead the nation in sacks given up, and I just always took pride in not letting our quarterback get hit.
Talking to Travis Ramza, Shadron State offensive lineman. He's a Division II All-American. So what's next for you, Travis? Do you have a pursuit of maybe playing more, or are you done with your football career now?
It's crossed my mind, but I think I'm leaning more towards just ending my career now.
And criminal justice, is that what you're still in?
Yep, a criminal justice degree.
And so what, and are you graduating in December? Are you graduating sooner, or is it going to be in May?
It'll be in December, in about a week, actually.
In about a week. So are you going through finals right now, or is that done?
That starts on Monday. Finals does, so.
Your last finals. Any more school after this, or are you going to pursue a career after graduation?
I've thought about getting my master's degree, so I haven't fully made up my mind yet if I'm going to start that right away or what the plan is yet.
Are you going to – where do you think you would pursue that? I mean, if that – it's crossed your mind, you said, but have you decided on a school if that's the case?
I'd probably – stay here in Shadron and do that.
See, Shadron, man, there's something about that place. It's not a big place, but man, there's still some stuff to do, man, right?
There is, yeah. Everyone says it's a small town, but it's bigger than where I'm from, so.
That's right. See, you're moving up from Burns. What do you think about the basketball and all those other in Burns? They're moving up to Class 3A this year, Travis.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So that should hopefully they can be pretty competitive and win some games.
Now, I was looking back at your bio. You at Burns, you are lineman of the year. I'm guessing your senior year and the basketball player of the year as well. Do you still miss playing basketball, or do you get some pickup games going in Shadron?
I played some intramural games here, but I do miss it. It was a fun part of my life, and that was something that I did miss when I came to college.
Talking to Travis Ramza here on the program. All right. All these accolades that you've had, you know, Super 25, two-time All-State, the Hoops Player of the Year, Lineman of the Year, Division II All-American, first-team RMAC, you know, team offensive MVP. I mean, there's a long list of stuff you've accomplished there.
Multiple-time Prep Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, Prep Athlete, Wyoming Tribune Eagle Prep Athlete of the Week. Jeremiah's got to throw that in there, Travis. what's your, at least in your mind, your favorite accomplishment, thing you've gotten done in your athletic career?
I'd definitely have to be All-American. That was the biggest thing. That was the dream since I was younger, so that was definitely have to be my biggest accomplishment.
Where were you when you found out you were an All-American?
I was actually at our house, and my coach called me and told me, so.
You didn't find out on social media or nothing like that. You got the actual call.
Yeah, I found out from him first, so.
Very cool. You make it down to Burns much anymore? Is this fairly close? You get down to the hometown much?
Yeah. I come home for, like, Christmas break and Thanksgiving break, and but other than that, a couple weekends here and there.
Yeah, definitely so. Travis, we appreciate the time, man. Congratulations on being an All-American. Congratulations on graduating here in a week. That's going to be a cool deal as well, and we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. There you go.